Wednesday evening.
Vamos a continuar en una vena del miércoles.
And we'll be reading this morning from Psalms 50.
Y vamos a leer de Salmo 50.
Psalms 50 beginning in verse 5.
Salmo 50 empezando en versículo 5.
Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am thy God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. If you love his word, as you're seated today, let's give God praise and thanks for his word that is forever settled in the heavens. God, we magnify you.
Dios, te magnificamos.
God, we bless your name.
Dios, bendecimos tu nombre.
You've been so good to us.
Has sido tan bueno con nosotros.
Let your word take root in this house today.
Deja que tu palabra tenga raíz en este lugar.
Let it bless and fill every house and
que
every
bendiga
family.
A toda casa y familia.
And everybody said in Jesus' name.
Y todos dijeron en nombre de Jesús.
Once more, clap your hands, lift your voice, magnify him.
Aplaudan las manos.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. So, from Wednesday night, the conversation here about sacrifice.
Miércoles en la noche, el tema que andamos hablando del sacrificio.
These sacrifices are not for God.
Estos sacrificios no son para Dios.
They are for Israel.
Son para Israel.
And God lets them know, I'm not interested in eating your cows.
Y Dios deja saber que no está interesado en comer tus vacas.
He said, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you.
Si tuviera hambre, no te diría.
It's not about God being in need or being hungry.
No es de Dios estando en necesidad o teniendo hambre.
This is about us being fully invested and engaged in the kingdom of God.
Esto es de nosotros siendo completamente invertidos, enganchados en la presencia de Dios.
But in the latter part of that chapter,
pero allá en ese capítulo,
to the wicked he says,
a los malvados, a malvados les dice,
what do you have to do with my law?
¿Qué tienes que hacer con mi ley?
You're taking my covenant in your mouth.
Tomas mi pacto en tu boca.
And you hate instruction.
Y odias la instrucción.
And you cast my words behind you.
Y echas mis palabras detrás de ti.
And when you see wrongdoers, you participate with them.
Y cuando miras lo que hacen mal, andas participando con ellos.
You give your mouth to evil.
Le das tu boca a la maldad.
You speak against your brother.
Hablas contra tu hermano.
You slander your mom's son.
Estás haciendo cosas malas contra la madre de tu hijo.
And because I've been silent while you're doing these things,
y porque has estado silencio cuando hago estas cosas,
you think I'm like you.
Piensas que yo soy como tú.
But I want to let you know I'm going to reprove you.
Pero quiero que sepas que te voy a reprobar.
And set these things in order.
Y voy a poner estas cosas en orden.
And this is a rebuke to those in Israel.
Y esto es para reprender a los que están en Israel.
They have made the religious approach to God a thing of routine.
Han hecho el aprocho de Dios como algo como una rutina.
They're just offering sacrifices.
Solamente andan ofreciendo sacrificios.
It's a very reductionist approach.
Es algo muy reduccionista como lo acercan.
It's like when Saul was waiting for Samuel to come in the day of battle.
Es como Saúl estaba esperando por Samuel que viniera el día de la batalla.
But he ran out of time and he ran out of faith.
Pero se acabó el tiempo y no tenía fe.
And he offered the sacrifice.
Y él ofreció un sacrificio.
He stepped into the priestly duty.
Se puso en el deber de ser un sacerdote.
And this was going to be the beginning of the end of his reign as king.
Y eso sería el principio del final del reinado.
But he was using that sacrifice for power to be victorious in battle.
Pero él andaba usando ese sacrificio para agarrar poder y ser victorioso en esa batalla.
And while doing so, disobeyed a direct commandment that the prophet had given him.
Y en eso andaba desobedeciendo el mandamiento que el profeta le había dado.
It's like in the day of Eli.
Es como en el día de Elías.
When they took the ark of the testament into battle.
Cuando tomaron el arca del pacto a la batalla.
They treated it like a talisman, like a good luck charm.
Lo trataron como un talismán, algo de buena suerte.
But God is not that.
Pero Dios no es eso.
And our dealings with God are not about that.
Y nuestros tratos con Dios no se trata de eso.
But God is interested in relationship.
Pero Dios está interesado en la relación.
And in obedience.
Y en la obediencia.
What we're seeing here are the holy things of God.
Lo que miramos aquí son las cosas santas de Dios.
Being used to serve natural things,
siendo usadas para servir las cosas naturales del mundo,
and subordinating the holy to the natural,
y subordinando lo santo a lo más bajo,
subordinating the higher to the lower,
subordinando lo más alto a lo bajo.
This is not about my plan or your plan.
Esto no se trata de mi plan o tu plan.
This is about God's plan.
Este es el plan de Dios.
This is not about my dream or your dream.
No se trata de mi sueño o tu sueño.
This is about what God is dreaming.
Esto es lo que Dios está soñando.
And this is not about what I or you hunger for.
Y esto es mejor de lo que tú y yo tenemos hambre.
This is about what God is hungry for.
Esto es lo que Dios tiene hambre de.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
You can't use the things of God like coins in a vending machine.
No puedes usar las cosas de Dios como monedas en una máquina de venta.
And by servicing God on some natural level.
Y por serviciando a Dios en una moda natural.
Receive the blessings of God.
Recibe las bendiciones de Dios.
While losing sight of God's values.
Mientras perdiendo los valores de Dios.
God's interested in righteousness and holiness.
Dios está interesado en la justicia y la santidad.
God loves love and mercy and kindness.
Dios ama el amor, la amabilidad y la misericordia.
God is looking for forgiveness and charity.
Dios busca por el perdón y la caridad.
But there are people who are very religious in the day of this scripture.
Pero hay gente que es muy religiosa en el día de esta escritura.
But they are never transformed.
Que nunca fueron transformados.
They're not like Daniel.
No son como Daniel.
You can destroy the temple and Jerusalem, and Daniel is still fervent in his prayer.
Puedes destruir Jerusalén y el templo y aún Daniel está perfecto en sus oraciones.
Because it's not outside of him.
Porque no está fuera de él.
And it's not serving his natural desires.
Y no está sirviendo sus deseos naturales.
But he has assimilated the things of God deep inside himself.
Pero ha asimilado las cosas de Dios dentro de él.
We see this in David.
Lo miramos en David.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So we look to the word of God.
So miramos a la palabra de Dios.
And the tabernacle demonstrates for us a graduated approach to God.
Y el tabernáculo nos enseña nos demuestra algo para cómo acercarnos a Dios.
There is a starting place.
Hay un lugar donde empiezas.
A day you enter into covenant.
Un día donde entras en pacto.
And then there is a lifetime of growth.
Y luego hay una vida de crecimiento.
And you never get to the end of it.
Y nunca alcanzas el final.
And you can never explore all the boundaries of the vast kingdom of God.
Y nunca puedes explorar todas las cercas del reino de Dios.
But you were never destined to just come into covenant with God.
Pero no solamente eras destinado para entrar en pacto con Dios.
And I don't diminish the power of being in covenant with God.
Y no andas disminuyendo el pacto de Dios.
But that's where Israel was starting and stopping.
Pero es donde Israel andaba empezando y parando.
Today you need to come into covenant with God.
Hoy tienes que entrar en pacto con Dios.
You need to repent of your sins.
Tienes que arrepentirte de tus pecados.
That means to turn around.
Eso significa voltearte.
You need to go down in the water of baptism.
Tienes que entrar en aguas del bautismo.
And in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Have all your sins washed away.
Tener todos tus pecados lavados.
And you need to be filled with the power of resurrection.
Y tienes que ser llenado con el poder de la resurrección.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Que es el Espíritu Santo.
Which is Christ. Christ in you,
que es Cristo lo que te lo dio,
which is a river of living water,
que es agua vivas,
which is a well springing up into everlasting
que es una fuente
life,
que sale con agua viva,
which is one God and Father of all,
que es un padre de todos,
who's above all, through all,
que está todo sobre todos,
and
en todos,
in you all,
y en todos nosotros.
You need all of that today.
Ocupamos todo eso en este día.
And you can receive that today.
Y lo puedes recibir hoy.
But that is day one in the kingdom.
Pero eso es día uno en el reino.
That's day one in the covenant.
Día uno en el pacto.
And that's as far as Israel was getting with God.
Y todo lo que pudo llegar Israel con él.
And God is rebuking them.
Y Dios lo está reprendiendo.
And he is, in that psalm, he sounds tired of them.
Y en ese salmo se escucha muy cansado de ellos.
He said, yeah, bring your sacrifices.
Dijo, traíste tus sacrificios.
But don't get the idea that I'm hungry for that animal.
Pero no agarres la idea que yo tengo hambre de ese animal.
Because I own all the animals.
Porque yo soy dueño de todos los animales.
Don't think I'm going to drink that blood.
No creas que yo voy a tomar esa sangre.
Because everything in the earth is mine.
Porque todo en la tierra es mío.
And in the middle of that, he says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you.
Y en medio de eso dice, si yo tuviera hambre, no te diría.
And that's something you never want to hear from someone that should be your friend.
Y es algo que nunca quieres escuchar de alguien que es tu amigo.
They're always in the outer court. They're always sacrificing.
Siempre están afuera del templo. Siempre están sacrificando.
But they're never fulfilling the symbolism of the holy place or the holy of holies.
Pero nunca cumplieron el simbolismo del lugar santo, el lugar de santos de santos.
When the priest goes into the tabernacle or the temple,
el sacerdote va al templo.
He has emblems on his shoulders that are symbolic of all the tribes of Israel.
Tiene emblemas en sus hombros que representan todos los tribus de Israel.
So as he goes into the holy place,
mientras va al lugar de los santos,
that is illuminated by the candlesticks,
está iluminado por las candelas,
as he eats of the bread,
mientras come del pan,
and offers up the incense,
y ofrece el incienso,
the nation is with him,
las naciones están con él,
symbolically,
simbólicamente,
but they never make that transition.
Pero nunca hicieron esa transición.
They are satisfied to linger on the outside.
Están satisfechos estando allá afuera.
They never press through the veil.
Y nunca pudieron entrar ese velo.
And into the holiest of holies.
Y al lugar de santos de santos.
I want you to know God wants an intimate relationship with you today.
Quiero que sepas que Dios quiere una relación íntima contigo en este día.
He doesn't want you to find out what the bare minimum is.
No quiere que encuentres qué es lo mínimo que puedes hacer.
And live there for the rest of your life.
Y vivir ahí para el resto de tu vida.
But this thing in God has no ceiling on it.
Pero esto lo que está con Dios no tiene un techo.
There is no way to measure how far you can go in your relationship with God.
No hay forma de medir qué tan lejos puedes llegar en relación con Dios.
That was true for Israel.
Eso es verdad para Israel.
And it's true for us.
Y es verdad para nosotros.
The question is simply,
la pregunta simplemente es,
how much of God do you want?
¿Qué tanto de Dios quieres?
Do you want God to be another little feature in your life?
¿Quieres que Dios sea otra cosa más pequeña en tu vida?
To help you with your job?
¿Que te ayude con tu trabajo?
And make you a better person in your family?
¿Y hacerte una mejor persona en tu familia?
Having God serve you so your natural life is better?
¿Teniendo que Dios te sirva para que tu vida natural sea mejor?
That always happens.
Eso siempre pasa.
But the will of God,
pero la voluntad de Dios,
is for you to bring your job and your family and all your dreams,
es que traes tu trabajo, tu familia y todos tus sueños,
and subordinate them to the kingdom of God.
Y hacerlos subordinados al reino de Dios.
That's when it really begins to happen in your
life. Es donde empieza a pasar en tu vida.
That's when God begins to move in every area of your life.
Es cuando Dios empieza a mover toda área de tu vida.
Praise God. It's relational. It's not transactional.
Es relacional, no es transacciones.
Praise God. The first sacrifice in the scripture is for them.
El primer sacrificio en la Biblia era para ellos.
They knew they had sinned.
Ellos sabían que habían pecado.
And they sewed fig leaves together.
Y pusieron hojas juntas de higos.
And they tried to cover themselves.
Y se trataron de cubrir.
But God killed some animals.
Pero Dios mató unos animales.
And ripped their skins off.
Y rompió su cuero.
And covered them with death and blood and the plan of God.
Y los cubrió con la muerte, la sangre y el plan de Dios.
That was the first sacrifice.
Era el primer sacrificio.
That's why Abel's sacrifice in chapter 4 was accepted.
Por eso es que el sacrificio de Abel era agradable en capítulo 4.
That's why Cain's sacrifice in chapter 4 was rejected.
Por eso es que el sacrificio de Caín era rechazado en capítulo 4.
Because God had already established the template.
Porque Dios ya había demostrado la plantilla.
But that first sacrifice was not for him, it was for them.
Pero el primer sacrificio no era para él, era para ellos.
The Sabbath was for them.
El sábado era para ellos.
The Sabbath was not for God.
El sábado no era para Dios.
We sometimes joke about that.
A veces hacemos juegos de eso.
And God rested on the seventh day.
Que Dios cansó en el día siete.
From all the works that he had made.
De todos los trabajos que había hecho.
And sometimes we say, well, God was old. He's very, very old.
Y a veces decimos, Dios está muy, muy viejo.
And he had been working really, really hard creating everything.
Y trabajó muy, muy duro para hacer todo.
And God needed a rest.
Y Dios ocupaba descansar.
But even the dimmest student that I teach,
pero aún el estudiante que yo enseño,
they know that's not the fact.
Ellos saben que eso no es un hecho.
They know that God never does get tired.
Ellos saben que Dios nunca se cansa.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Es el mismo hoy, ayer, y para siempre.
He said, I'm the Lord, I neither sleep nor slumber, I change not.
Yo soy el Señor, yo nunca duermo, nunca cambio.
So the Sabbath was something he did for us.
El sábado era algo que hizo para nosotros.
And the Lord spoke to Moses.
Y el Señor le habló a Moisés.
And he said, tell the children of Israel to keep my Sabbath.
Dijo a los hijos de Israel que mantengan su sábado.
It's a sign between me and you.
Es una señal entre tú y yo.
The Sabbath, as we practice it, is a sign between God and his people.
El sábado mientras lo practicamos es una señal entre Dios y nosotros.
And he said, this is going to be forever through your generations.
Y va a ser siempre, siempre tus generaciones.
So that you can know that I am the Lord.
Para que sepas que yo soy el Señor.
Now you might think God gives us something to do.
Y a lo mejor piensas que Dios nos da algo para hacer.
And we do it.
Y lo hacemos.
So that God can know that we are his people.
Para que Dios sepa que somos su gente.
But that's not what this is about.
Pero esto no es lo que se trata.
God gives you things to do.
Dios te da cosas para hacer.
So that as you do them,
mientras las hagas,
you can know
tú puedas saber
that he is God,
que él es Dios,
and that you belong to him.
Y que tú le perteneces a él.
Have you heard you are what you do?
¿Has escuchado tú eres lo que haces?
As you practice the things of God,
mientras practicas las cosas de Dios,
they get deeper and deeper in your psyche and in your spirit.
Se pone más profundo en tu mente y en tu espíritu.
The Sabbath wasn't for God.
El sábado no era para Dios.
The Sabbath was for Israel.
El sábado era para Israel.
When you first begin to pray,
cuando primero empezaste a orar,
at the primary level, prayer is for you.
Al nivel primario, la oración es para ti.
It's a constant going into the presence of God.
Es algo constante en la presencia de Dios.
It yields itself to another refreshing encounter with God.
Te atrae a una refrescante conexión con Dios.
And while you're doing that, you experience relational growth with God.
Y mientras haces eso, experimentas un crecimiento con relación con Dios.
And in the presence of God,
y en la presencia de Dios,
you absorb the things of God.
Absorbes las cosas de Dios.
That's what we mean when we say some things are taught.
Eso es lo que queremos decir cuando cosas son enseñadas.
I can teach you things about God and about the church.
Te puedo enseñar cosas de Dios y de la iglesia.
And how to live and what to do in certain seasons.
Cómo vivir y cómo hacerlo en ciertas temporadas.
But other things can't be taught.
Pero otras cosas no pueden ser enseñadas.
They are caught. You have to be in the presence of God.
Tienes que estar en la presencia de Dios.
And it's like spiritual osmosis.
Y es como espiritual osmosis.
You absorb the things of God.
Absorbe las cosas de Dios.
Like Moses on the mountain.
Como Moisés en la montaña.
And he came down and his face was shining.
Y su cara estaba brillando.
The power of God was irradiating through him.
El poder de Dios estaba radiando sobre su cara.
And so as you begin to pray,
y mientras empiezas a orar,
you learn to live for God.
Aprendes a vivir por Dios.
It shapes your identity.
Cambia tu identidad.
It trains you in your mind and in your body and in your spirit.
Te cambia en tu mente, tu espíritu y tu alma.
And because of that, we know that prayer is life-sustaining.
Y por eso sabemos que la oración es algo brillante.
But prayer is bigger than that.
Pero oración es más grande que
and
eso.
And if you persist in prayer,
y si eres persistente en la oración,
there'll be a day,
va a haber un día,
when you break into the prophetic.
Cuando quebras a lo profético,
then you begin to speak forth things that were birthed in you by the kingdom
y luego
of God.
Hablas adelante cosas que fueron quemadas dentro de ti.
And then the kingdom of God will begin to come to the earth as it is in heaven.
Y el reino de Dios va a ser cultivado en el cielo como es en la tierra.
And you become a conduit for God to speak through.
Y te haces un conducto para que Dios pueda hablar.
You become a mediator. mediator that stands between God and men.
Este es un mediador que separa entre el hombre y Dios.
And you bring the two together.
Y los trae los dos juntos.
This is bigger than it just being for you.
Es más grande que solamente siendo para ti.
It never was intended to just be for you.
Nunca fue intendido para solamente
Not
ser para
any
ti.
Of this business of living for God was all about you.
Este negocio para vivir para Dios no solamente
But
era para
God
ti.
Is looking as to how you can be a blessing to somebody else.
Pero Dios quiere mirar cómo eres una bendición para los demás.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Worship at its primary level is for you.
Adoración en el nivel primario es para ti.
We have a lot of brand new people in the house.
Tenemos mucha gente nueva en la casa.
And as you're learning to pray and as you're learning to worship, it is for you.
Y mientras aprendes a orar y adorar es para
It's
ti.
It's about you.
Se trata de ti.
You're learning.
De aprender.
You're in training.
Estás en entrenamiento.
You're learning to navigate the things of the Spirit.
Estás aprendiendo a navegar las cosas del Espíritu.
You're learning how to enter into His gates.
Estás aprendiendo cómo entrar en sus puertas.
You're learning how to come into His courts.
Cómo entrar en sus
And you don't just do that at church.
No lo haces solamente en la iglesia.
Because one day you're going to be jammed up on the job.
Pero hay un día que vas a estar en el trabajo.
And you're going to need to enter into the presence of God there on the job.
Vas a tener que aprender a entrar en la presencia del Señor.
And you'll know how.
Y vas a saber cómo hacerlo.
Because you'll know I know the way.
Porque sabes yo soy el camino.
Because I've been worshiping Him.
Porque los estás alabando.
Don't wait till trouble comes to try to pray.
No esperes que vengan los problemas para empezar a orar.
Don't wait till trouble comes to try to be a worshiper.
No esperes que vengan los problemas para ser un adorador.
But learn these things in the house of God.
Pero aprende estas cosas en la casa de Dios.
But then something begins to shift.
Y luego empieza a cambiar.
And then you begin to engage in that worship.
Y te empiezas a acercar en esa alabanza.
And something shifts and it turns into spiritual warfare.
Y algo cambia y se convierte en guerra espiritual.
Something shifts and you begin to dispatch angels.
Algo empieza y empiezas a sacar ángeles.
Not because you say angel go here, angel go there.
No solamente porque dices ángel ve allá y ángel ve allá.
But like in the days of Jehoshaphat.
Pero como el día de Jehoshaphat.
They began to worship and praise God.
Empezaron a alabar y adorar a Dios.
And God sent out an angelic host to defeat their enemy.
Y Dios mandó un ejército angélico a derrotar los enemigos.
You may start in the small circle of you.
So a lo mejor has empezado en el círculo pequeño de ti.
But as you grow in these things,
pero mientras cosas en estas cosas,
then the kingdom of God begins to have its way.
El reino de Dios empieza a tener su manera.
And you become a point of light.
Y te conviertes en un punto de la vida.
And you become the epicenter for revival.
Y te haces el centro de avivamiento.
And things begin to flow out of you.
Y cosas empiezan a fluir fuera de ti.
God wants to do in the earth.
Que Dios quiere hacer en la tierra.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And like David in the court of Saul.
Como David en la corte de Salomón.
Now in your worship you're driving away evil spirits.
Fuera en alabanza andas sacando los malos espíritus.
Like David and Samuel.
Como David y Samuel.
As you stand worshiping and prophesying.
Mientras se paraban y adoraban y andaban profetizando.
You create an overwhelming atmosphere.
Creas una atmósfera abrumadora.
That causes people to be able to come into the presence of God.
Que causa que la gente entre en la presencia de Dios.
We do that every time we come together in church.
Lo hacemos cada vez que venimos a la iglesia juntos.
I'm telling you right now, already in the worship in this service.
En esta adoración de este servicio.
There's enough Holy Ghost moving here to fill anybody with the Holy Ghost.
Hay suficiente Espíritu Santo para llenar a cualquiera.
There's enough Holy Ghost here to draw you into relationship with God. And if you're new to this, and you're feeling it, and you like it, but you're a little afraid of it, but you feel it drawing you, go ahead and respond to it. Lift your hands and begin to talk to God, because that's who's touching you, and tell Him, Lord, I'm ready, whatever you want to do with me. Take my life in your hand, God. You can get the Holy Ghost right here in the middle of this service. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
When Jesus went to Samaria,
cuando Jesús fue a Samaria,
and he's talking to the woman at the well,
y le habla a la mujer en la fuente,
he tells her, "Give me to drink."
Le dijo, "Dame de beber."
But it wasn't for him.
Pero no era para él.
It was for her.
Era para ella.
The scripture said he must needs go through Samaria.
La escritura dice y él era necesario pasar por Samaria.
He was compelled to go there.
Estaba compelado a ir allí.
Because he was going to meet that woman there.
Porque iba a encontrar esa mujer allí.
Nobody else was going to be there because nobody in that town wanted to hang around with her.
Nadie más iba a estar ahí porque ninguno en la ciudad quería estar con ella.
Because she had been married 5 times and now she was shacked up.
Porque había sido casado 5 veces y ya estaba embarcada.
And there came a woman of Samaria.
Y vino la mujer de Samaria.
To draw water.
A sacar agua.
And Jesus said to her, "Give me to drink."
Y Jesús dijo, "Dame de beber."
And they started a conversation.
Y empezaron una conversación.
And she realized that he was a prophet.
Y se dio cuenta que él era un profeta.
He said, "If you knew who I was and why I was here."
Y dijo, "Si tú supieras que soy yo y por qué estoy aquí."
You'd be asking water of me.
Me preguntarías agua de mí.
And I would give you water. If you drink of it, you'll never thirst again.
Yo te daría agua que si tomas de esa no vas a tener sed de nuevo.
He's telling this woman of Samaria about the Holy Ghost.
Dice la mujer de Samaria del Espíritu Santo.
And he starts the conversation by asking her for something.
Y le empieza la conversación empezando preguntándole algo.
Quite often God will ask you for something just to get you into His circle.
Muchas veces Dios te va a pedir por algo para poder entrarte a tu círculo.
He was not hungry for sacrifice.
No tenía hambre para el sacrificio.
But he said, "If I were hungry."
Pero dijo, si yo tuviera hambre.
And you think, what could God be hungry for?
Y piensas qué posiblemente tuviera hambre Dios de.
In 1 Samuel, we see Samuel saying.
Y Samuel miramos qué dice.
Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings?
El Señor se goza en los ofrendas quemadas.
As much as in obeying the word of God.
Así como obediencia de la palabra de Dios.
To obey is better than sacrifice.
Para obedecer es mejor que sacrificio.
But God will give you something to do.
Pero Dios te va a dar algo para hacer.
To get you in His circle.
Para acercarte a su círculo.
So that you can learn the better thing.
Para que puedas aprender lo mejor.
In this case, which is to obey.
En este caso es obedecer.
He said to listen is better than the fat of rams.
Dijo que escuchar es mejor que las ramas.
Sometimes people come to church and they begin to look around and they think in terms of, well, these people just have all kinds of rules and regulations.
A veces la gente viene a la iglesia y empieza en términos de estas personas tienen muchas reglas y regulaciones.
God will give you something to do.
Dios te va a dar algo que hacer.
To get you into His presence.
Para acercarte a su presencia.
But the thing that He really wants.
Pero lo que él quiere realmente.
The thing that He's really hungry for.
Lo que él tiene hambre de.
The thing that He really needs.
Las cosas que él ocupa.
He's interested in intimacy. With you.
Está interesado en la intimidad contigo.
He wants you to travel all the way into the depth of that tabernacle process.
Quiere que viajes a la profundidad de ese tabernáculo.
And be in a place of intimate fellowship with Him.
Y está en un lugar de convivio íntimo con él.
God said through Hosea,
Dios dijo por Hosea,
I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
Yo deseo misericordia y no sacrificio.
The knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
El conocimiento de Dios que no ofrendas quemadas.
Sometimes people look at church and they turn away because of all the things to do.
A veces la gente viene a la iglesia y se voltea por todas las cosas que tienen que hacer.
And that's how God separates the real from the pretender.
Y así es como Dios separa al que es real y a los que andan pretendiendo.
But if you'll embrace what He has for you to do.
Pero si abrazas lo que Dios tiene que tú para que tú hagas.
He'll come down from heaven and embrace you.
Va a venir de los cielos y te va a abrazar.
And you'll develop a relationship with Him.
Y vas a abrir una relación con él.
It's never about all the stuff that we do.
Nunca se trata de todas las cosas que hacemos.
It's always about relationship
Siempre
with
es de la relación con él.
He told the Pharisees, he said, if you had known what it meant,
dijo los fariseos, si tú supieras lo que significaba.
I'll have mercy and not sacrifice.
Misericordia quiero yo y no sacrificio.
You would not have condemned the guiltless.
No condenarás a los injustos.
You wouldn't be acting the way you're acting.
No andarías actuando la manera que actúas.
What was the focus and what was the purpose of the whole redemptive plan?
¿De qué se trataba el enfoque de todo el plan redentivo?
God didn't come to get grain.
Dios no vino a agarrar grano.
He didn't come to get oxen and lambs.
No vino a agarrar ovejas o vacas.
But God came for souls.
Pero Dios vino por las almas.
God came for that eternal part of you.
Vino por esa parte eterna de ti.
You're if you're like most humans, you pay a lot of attention to this external.
Si eres como muchos humanos, pon mucha atención a esto externo.
But what God died for was what's on the inside of you.
Pero lo que Dios murió era lo que estaba dentro de ti.
What's on the inside of you is of great value.
Lo que está dentro de ti es de gran valor.
What's on the inside of you has the capacity to live forever.
Lo que tú tienes dentro de ti tiene la capacidad para vivir para siempre.
And what God is looking for, he's looking for more sons and daughters.
Y lo que Dios está buscando es más hijos y hijas.
Someone to sit at his table.
Alguien que se siente en su mesa.
Somebody to walk with like he walked with Adam.
Alguien que camine como caminó con Adán.
Someone to fellowship with like he fellowshiped with Enoch.
Alguien con quien puede convivir como convivió con Enoch.
God is hungry for souls.
Dios tiene hambre de las almas.
God is hungry to pour out mercy.
Dios tiene hambre de derramar su misericordia.
God is hungry to have someone to have a reciprocal love with.
Dios tiene hambre de tener alguien con quien puede amar.
Why did he come?
¿Por qué vino?
Luke 19 and 10, to seek and to save that which was lost.
Lucas 19:10, porque vino a buscar al que estaba perdido.
What causes joy in heaven?
¿Qué causa gozo en el cielo?
What causes God to have joy?
¿Qué causa que Dios tenga gozo?
He tells us in the three parables in Luke 15.
Nos dicen las parábolas en Lucas 15.
We call them the lost things.
Los llamamos las cosas perdidas.
The first was about a lost lamb.
El primero del cordero perdido.
And a shepherd goes and searches for him.
Y el pastor va a buscarlo.
And when he finds him, he rejoices.
Y cuando lo encuentra, se regocija.
That shepherd is Jesus.
Ese pastor es Jesús.
That lamb is you.
Esa oveja eres tú.
And all of us are lost without him.
Y todos estamos perdidos sin él.
But I want you to notice he rejoiced over that.
Pero quiero que mires que él se regocijó de eso.
If you want to know what causes God to rejoice,
si quieres saber lo que causa a Dios que regocije,
it's what God is excited about.
Es lo que Dios está emocionado.
Or perhaps it's what God hungers for.
O a lo mejor lo que Dios tiene hambre de.
He wants to pull one more out of the fire.
Quiere sacar uno más del fuego.
He wants to have one more at his table.
Quiere tener uno más en su mesa.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And when he finds it, he goes back and calls his friends and says, "Everybody, come rejoice."
Y cuando lo encuentra, va a todos sus amigos, dice, "Vengan todos a regocijarse."
And he says, "There's joy in heaven over one sinner that repents."
Hay gozo en el cielo por un pecador que se arrepiente.
Do you want to know what makes heaven rejoice?
¿Quieres saber lo que hace que el cielo se regocije?
It's when somebody comes into relationship with God.
Es cuando alguien entra en relación con Dios.
The second story. The story was about a coin.
La segunda historia era una moneda.
A piece of money.
Un pedazo de dinero.
And it's lost, but not out in the world.
Y estaba perdido fuera en el mundo.
It's lost in the house.
No, está perdido en la casa.
It's lost in the house.
Está perdido en la casa.
And it's a coin. It's cold and it's dead and it's hard.
Es oro, está muerto y es duro.
And that's what you're like when you are away from God.
Y así eres tú cuando estás lejano de Dios.
You get cold. You get hard. You get dead.
Te pones frío. Te pones duro y eres estás muerto.
Woman who is either Israel or the church.
Pero la mujer que era Israel o la iglesia.
She breaks out the broom in the light.
Saca la escoba en la luz.
If you'll allow me, she begins to preach the word of God.
Y si me dejas, ella empezó a predicar la palabra de Dios.
And the word of God illuminates the house.
Y la palabra de Dios iluminó la casa.
And she finds the coin.
Y encuentra la moneda.
And when she does, she rejoices.
Y cuando la encuentra, se regocija.
And she calls all her friends.
Y llama a todos sus amigos.
And she says, "This is the one that was lost."
Y dice, este es el que estaba perdido.
Come rejoice with me.
Ven a regocijarte conmigo.
If you wonder what we're worshiping about.
Si te preguntas de qué,
if you're wondering what we're praising about, God's song of redemption is being sung in this house. And people are coming out. And they're coming in. And they're being made alive in the kingdom of God. Let's clap our hands. Let's lift our voice. Let's magnify him.
Magnificar su nombre.
The third story in Luke 15 is the prodigal son.
La tercera historia en Lucas 15, el hijo pródigo.
And the prodigal son was in the house.
Y el hijo pródigo estaba en la casa.
But he decided he wanted to go see what the world was like.
Y decidió quería mirar lo que estaba en el mundo.
And he squandered all of his spiritual reserves.
Y se gastó todas sus reservas espirituales.
And he wound up in a hog pen.
Y terminó en un lugar de los marranos.
And he wanted to eat the hog food.
Y quería comer la comida de los marranos.
Because the world was in famine.
Porque el mundo estaba en una sequía.
You need to know this.
Tienes que saber esto.
That whatever your soul is hungry for.
Lo que tu alma tiene hambre de.
It doesn't matter what country you're in.
No importa en qué país estás.
Or what country you're from.
O de qué país eres.
The world is always in famine.
El mundo siempre está en una
the
sequía.
World never does have what is going to feed your soul.
El mundo nunca tiene lo que puede dar de comer
but
a tu
in
alma.
The pig pen.
Pero Dios sí puede.
The son remembered the father's house.
El hijo recordó la casa del padre.
He said, I'll go back.
Yo iré para atrás.
And I'll be a servant there.
Y seré un siervo.
And when the father saw him a long way off.
Y cuando el padre lo miraba muy lejos.
Because God sees you a long way off.
Porque Dios te mira que estás muy lejos.
Because God's watching for you.
Porque Dios está mirando por ti.
Because God cares about you.
Dios le importa.
Because God loves you.
Porque Dios te ama.
And the father ran.
Y el padre corrió.
In the story, Father is God.
Y en la historia, el padre es Dios.
It's the only place in the scripture you find God running.
Es el único lugar en la escritura donde encuentras a Dios corriendo.
But he's running because somebody's coming home.
Pero corre porque alguien está viniendo
a casa. If you want to know what God is excited about,
si quieres saber lo que Dios está emocionado
God's
de,
excited about your backslider coming home.
Dios está emocionado en la casa.
God's excited about somebody coming out of Egypt and coming into promise.
Que alguien salga de Egipto y venga para atrás a la promesa.
And the son is feeling all humble and sad.
Y el hijo se está sintiendo todo humilde y triste.
And he doesn't feel worthy to be accepted.
Y no se siente digno de ser aceptado.
But the old man who is God in this story.
Pero el viejo hombre que es Dios en esta historia.
He runs to him.
Corre hacia él.
And he hugs him.
Y lo abraza.
And he hugs all the filth and the slime and the stench.
Y abraza toda la mugre, todo lo pestoso.
Because God doesn't care about your filth and your slime and your stench.
Porque a Dios no le importa qué tan sucio estás.
Because God can take care of all those things.
Dios puede cuidarte de todas esas cosas.
But you can't get that better out in the world.
Pero no te puedes mejorar allá en el mundo.
You can't get that right and then come to God.
No lo puedes agarrar bien y luego venir a Dios.
Touch your neighbor.
Toca a tu vecino.
And tell him.
Y dile.
You can't get good and then get God.
No puedes ser lo suficiente bien.
You gotta get God and then you might be able to get good.
Tienes que agarrar a Dios y luego puedes ser suficiente bien.
But God, I'll tell you right now, God wants to hug somebody in this building today.
Dios quiere abrazar a alguien en este edificio hoy.
He wants to hug somebody in this building that's been lost.
Quiere abrazar a alguien en este edificio que ha sido perdido.
That's been dead.
Ha estado muerto.
That's been in the hog pen.
Ha estado en esa suciedad.
He's not worried about all that.
No está preocupado de todo esto.
He wants to love on you.
Solamente te quiere amar.
He wants to bring you in the house.
Te quiere traer a la casa.
He put a new ring on his finger.
Puso un nuevo anillo en sus
That's
dedos.
That's authority in the house of God.
Es autoridad en la casa
he
de Dios.
He put a new robe on him.
Se puso una nueva vestidura.
That's righteousness.
Esa es la justicia.
He brought him in the house.
Los trajo a la casa.
They killed the fatted calf.
Mató a la vaca más gorda.
And they do that so that they know they're going to have a party.
Y lo hacen eso para que sepa que van a tener una fiesta.
So they keep that calf in a stall and feed him and feed him.
Se pone esa vaca en un lugar donde le siguen dando de comer y comer.
And somebody might ask him.
Y alguien va a preguntar.
You got a fat calf back there.
Tienes una vaca muy gorda ahí atrás.
Why do you have that fat calf back there?
¿Por qué es que la tienes?
Because my son's coming home.
Porque mi hijo viene a casa.
He's going to come home one day.
Él va a venir a casa
and
hoy.
And when he comes home.
Y cuando venga a
when
casa
he
hoy,
comes home, we're going to have a party.
Cuando venga a casa vamos a tener
when
una fiesta.
When he comes home, we're going to have a celebration.
Cuando venga a casa vamos a tener una celebración.
When he comes home, everybody's going to sing and dance.
Cuando venga a casa todos van a cantar
you
y danzar.
You wonder what we're doing in the house of God?
¿Sabes qué pasa con esa casa
this
de Dios?
Is a celebration.
Es una celebración.
We sing and we dance in the house of God.
Cantamos en la casa de Dios.
Because somebody has come home.
Porque alguien ha venido a casa.
We do it every Sunday morning.
Hacemos todo domingo en la
we
mañana.
We do it every Sunday night.
Todo domingo en la noche.
We do it every Wednesday night.
Todo miércoles noche.
Because every service should be a celebration.
Porque todo servicio tiene que ser una celebración.
Because of those that are on these pews right now.
Porque los que están aquí en este lugar.
That have just come.
Que acaban de venir.
And those that that we know are coming.
Y esos los que van a venir.
I believe somebody get the Holy Ghost this morning.
¿Alguien recibió el Espíritu Santo esta
mañana? I believe
there'll
be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost tonight.
¿Cuántos cerraron el Espíritu?
Clap your hands, lift your voice,
magnify it.
What a good God.
Gloria a Dios.
In this story, there's an elder son.
En esta historia hay un hijo anciano.
And the elder son wants to know what all the noise is about.
Y el hijo anciano quiere saber qué es todo este ruido.
And he asks the servant.
Y le pregunta al siervo.
And the servant said, "Your brother has come home."
Y el siervo le dice al hijo, "Tu hermano ha venido a casa."
And your father has killed a fatted calf.
Y tu papá ha matado la vaca más gorda.
And everybody is at the party.
Y todos están en la fiesta.
But you.
Pero tú no.
And he was angry.
Y estaba enojado.
And he would not go in.
Y no quería entrar.
And when the father came out to see him,
y cuando el padre salió a mirarlo,
he said, "Listen to me."
Dijo, escúchame.
This guy has gone out and squandered your money with harlots.
Este muchacho ha ido para afuera y se ha gastado tu dinero.
And now you're killing the fatted calf for him.
Y ahora andas matando la vaca gorda para él.
I've been here.
Yo he estado aquí.
I've been following the rules.
Yo he estado siguiendo las reglas.
I've been doing all the work.
Yo he estado haciendo todo el trabajo.
But you need to understand in this story that this son does not understand the father.
Pero tienes que entender que este hijo en esta historia no comprende al padre.
And he does not love his brother.
Y no ama a su hermano.
He is the Pharisees that Jesus is telling these stories to.
Es el fariseo que Dios le está diciendo a esos fariseos.
Because they had a question.
Porque tiene una pregunta.
Why are you hanging around with these sinners and these harlots and these tax collectors?
¿Por qué estás con estos pecadores y estos que colectan las taxas?
And he told them this story.
Y les dijo estas historias.
But it is a story that lets us know clearly.
Pero es una historia que nos deja saber muy claramente.
That God is hungry.
Que Dios tiene mucha hambre.
But he's hungry for souls.
Pero tiene hambre para las almas.
He's hungry for sinners. He's hungry for another to come in out of the world. The Pharisees didn't understand it.
Los fariseos no entendían esto.
Because they were so religious.
Porque eran tan religiosos.
Ah, listen to me, apostolic.
Hay algún apostólico.
It can happen to you.
Te puede pasar a ti.
For you, it can become all about the rule and the regulation and the system and the process.
Para ti se puede convertir todo en el proceso, en las regulaciones, las reglas.
And all of that is necessary.
Y todo lo que es necesario.
But if that's where your heart is and that's where your focus is.
Pero si tu corazón o tu enfoque está allí.
And you've forgotten how to pray. You have forgotten how to pray.
Has olvidado cómo orar.
And you've forgotten how to worship.
Y has olvidado cómo alabar.
And you're living out in the outer court.
Y estás viviendo fuera del templo.
And it's all about sacrifice.
Y se trata todo de sacrificio.
And that's how it seems to you.
Y así es como se te mira para
and
ti.
You're not excited about it anymore.
Y no estás emocionado aún.
And it irritates you, all these new people coming in.
Y te irrita toda la gente nueva que viene.
And we're having an exciting time.
Y estamos en un tiempo emocionante.
And we're celebrating.
Y estamos celebrando.
But you don't get it.
Pero tú no lo entiendes.
Because it's been a long time since you've been into the holy place.
Porque ha sido mucho tiempo de que
has entrado en el lugar santo. It's been a long time since you've been into the holy of holies.
Ha sido mucho tiempo de que has entrado en el santo de santos.
Because you've just been being a Pentecostal.
Y en vez de ser solamente apostólico.
However you want to define that.
¿Cómo lo quieres definir eso?
And if I ask you, you can tell me all the things that you do.
Y si te pregunto todas las cosas que puedes hacer.
But it's been a long time since you've been in intimacy with God.
Que has tenido intimidad con Dios.
Somebody clap your hands, lift your voice, magnify him.
Alguien aplaude sus manos, levante sus manos.
Praise God. Brother Sam, Sister Lindsay, help them, give them some hope.
Mano Lindsay, Sam, dale esperanza.
So this is what God is hungry for.
So esto es lo que Dios tiene hambre de.
The process into the presence of God.
El proceso a la presencia de Dios.
One of the best. Here's where we'll look at that, Brother Nathan.
Así como lo vamos a hablar, hermano Nathan.
One of the best. Artistic renditions of Jacob's ladder.
Una forma de artística de la escalera de Jacob.
This is by William Blake.
Esto es por William Blake.
And that's Jacob passed out there on the floor.
Ese es Jacob en el suelo.
But this shows the ladder as a circular spiral staircase.
Pero esto enseña la escalera como algo espiral, algo en círculo.
And this really captures some of these ideas really well.
Y esto captura las ideas muy bien.
Because we start living for God.
Porque empezamos a vivir por Dios.
And if we do it with biblical intent,
y si lo hacemos con intento bíblico,
it's a journey of growth and spiraling upward.
Es un viaje de crecimiento yendo espiralmente para arriba.
And as we spiral, we'll always inevitably come back over the same place.
Y mientras espiramos, vamos en espiral, vamos a llegar al mismo lugar.
But we'll see it from a higher vantage point.
Pero vamos a estar en un lugar más alto.
And the next time around, we'll pass by it again.
Y la próxima vamos a pasar de nuevo.
And we'll see it from a higher vantage point.
Y lo vamos a mirar de un lugar más alto aún.
And there's no end to that.
Y no hay un final a eso.
And so we are destined in the kingdom of God to grow.
So estamos destinados en el reino de Dios de crecer.
To grow from faith to faith.
De crecer a fe a fe.
From glory to glory.
De gloria a gloria.
The light shining brighter all along the way.
La luz brillando en un lugar muy lejano.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Generations praising his greatness to another.
Generaciones alabando su grandeza.
And we have to understand that this thing is about growing and prospering in the kingdom.
Y tenemos que entender que esto es de crecimiento y estando en la presencia de Dios.
So that we come into a place of fruitfulness.
Para que vengamos a un lugar de dar fruto.
Because it was great when you first came into the kingdom.
Porque era bueno cuando entraste al reino.
Any gardeners or farmers in the house?
¿Algún jardinero o alguien que está en la obra trabajando afuera?
Anybody got a crop coming up already?
¿Alguien tiene una planta que ya está creciendo?
We just start. What you got, Brother Cliff?
¿Qué tienes, hermano Cliff?
What? I know you didn't say it, but I'm hearing cornbread and tomatoes, and I didn't know you could grow cornbread. Okra and tomatoes.
Oh, bomboa y tomato.
He's going to be making sauce piquant, and he's going to be making gumbo.
Va a ser gumbo.
And he's going to be making catfish couvillon.
Y va a ser catfish
or whatever
couvillon.
Else you put that. I guess you put okra in everything, huh?
Y le pone la bomboa en todo.
Praise God. Now I'm all distracted.
Ya estoy distraído.
And thinking about that.
Y pensando en eso.
So, are you excited about those little tomato plants?
¿Estás emocionado de todas esas plantas?
Yeah. And what's your expectation?
¿Y qué es tu expectación?
Yeah, you're not going to be really excited if you come back in a month and they're still just like that.
No vas a estar emocionado si vienes para atrás y está así del mismo tamaño.
Today it's okay that they're just like that.
Hoy está bien si están solamente así.
When they're just like that today, they're perfect.
Cuando están así hoy está perfecto.
Nothing on them.
No hay nada en ellos.
Not a bloom.
Nada le ha salido.
Not a mater.
Ningún tomato.
Nothing on them.
No,
it's
ellos.
Not tomato, it's, it's solamente mato. But I don't know how you do that. So. But if you come back in a month and they're still that tall,
pero si vienes para atrás un mes y aún están en esa misma medida,
and in the middle of July they're still that tall,
y en medio de julio están igual,
they had a great beginning,
tienen un gran principio,
but nothing's happening.
Pero nada ha pasado.
God tells a story about a vineyard.
Dios dice una historia de una viña.
It's Isaiah chapter 5.
Isaías capítulo 5.
He said, "Let me sing you a song about my beloved and his vineyard."
Déjate canto una canción de mi amada y su viña.
He said, "I had this beautiful vineyard."
Tengo esta bonita viña.
I put choice vine in it.
Pongo buenas oportunidades en ella.
I cleared out all the stones.
He limpiado todas las piedras.
I built a wall.
Le puse una pared.
I built a wine press in faith in that vineyard.
Construí una presa de vino.
Looking forward to the harvest.
Mirando adelante en la cosecha.
I built a tower in that place.
Construí la torre en ese lugar.
He said, "But when I came back to find the fruit."
Pero cuando vine para atrás a buscar el fruto.
A lot of wild grapes had come into there.
Muchas uvas salvajes habían entrado.
And he said, "You know what I did?"
¿Y sabes qué es lo que yo hice?
I tore down the wall.
Rompí las paredes.
Uprooted it all.
Lo destruí todo.
I tore down the tower.
Destruí la torre.
Because there is no sense in having a vineyard.
Porque no hay sentido tener una viña.
That doesn't produce.
Que no produce.
This is a nice house that God gave us.
Es una casa bonita que Dios nos ha dado.
It's a barn.
es un granero.
Is a barn to hold the harvest of the kingdom.
Es un granero para agarrar la cosecha del de Dios.
But this building is of no value at all.
Pero este edificio.
If there's not a harvest.
No, no vale, si no hay una cosecha.
Now the Holy Ghost is passing through here today.
El Espíritu Santo está pasando por este lugar.
You don't want the Holy Ghost to pass through here today.
No quieres que el Espíritu Santo pase por este lugar.
And to find you in the same condition or worse than you were in 5 years ago.
Y que te encuentres en la misma condición que estabas hace 5 años.
He's coming to look for fruit.
Viene a buscar por fruto.
He's coming to look for what you're producing here.
Viene a buscar por qué estás produciendo en este lugar.
He asked a question in that story of the vineyard.
Preguntó una pregunta en la historia del viño.
He said, "What more could I have done?"
¿Qué más pude haber hecho?
And this is God.
Y este es Dios.
Saying, "What more could I have done?"
Diciendo, ¿qué más pude haber hecho?
He did everything possible.
Hizo todo lo posible.
I want you to know today.
Quiero que sepas en este día.
God has already done everything that you need Him to do.
Dios ya ha hecho todo lo que ocupas que Él haga para ti.
There is nothing more that God could do.
No hay nada más que Dios pueda hacer.
To make you mature.
Para hacerte madurar.
To make you fruitful.
Para hacerte frutoso.
To make you capable of bringing into the kingdom what
para
God loves.
Para hacerte capaz de traer lo que tiene Dios.
For you to bring something that God is hungry for.
Que traigas algo que Dios tiene hambre de.
Praise God. I want us to just lift our hands.
Quiero que
lift
las
our
manos.
Voices. Would you just talk to God a minute here?
Hay que levantar nuestras voces y
would you just open the door of your heart and invite God to come and talk with you
porque
today?
Las puertas de tu corazón, deja que Dios entre a hablar contigo.
Hallelujah. 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 What good is a field?
Qué bueno es un campo.
When it can't get past its early stages and it won't ever produce.
Cuando no puede parar las temporadas pequeñas.
What good is a vineyard?
Qué bueno es una viña.
That's not producing.
Que no produce.
And there's a million reasons you might give me for why.
Y hay un millón de razones que me vas a decir por qué.
But none of them are going to satisfy God.
Pero nunca va, nunca ninguna va a satisfacer a Dios.
Because everything He has done in His plan.
Porque lo que Él ha hecho en su plan.
Is to get you down into the holiest of holies.
Es traerte al lugar de santos de santos.
In an intimate relationship with God.
Una relación íntima con Dios.
So that you are fruitful.
Para que des fruto.
He said, "Every good tree brings forth fruit." And he said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you produce much fruit."
Y aquí mi Padre es glorificado si produces mucho fruto.
That's true of my life.
Eso es verdad en mi vida.
What good am I in the kingdom if I'm not producing?
Qué bueno soy hoy en el reino si no produzco fruto.
If I'm still down at the altar bringing sacrifices,
sí,
but I'm never getting past there.
Sí, aún no llegando al altar dando sacrificios, pero nunca voy a pasar eso.
What good am I in the kingdom?
Qué bueno soy hoy en el reino.
What good is this church?
Qué bueno es esta iglesia.
If it's not producing for
sí,
the kingdom.
No está produciendo para el reino.
There's a call in this house for maturity.
Hay un llamado en esta iglesia para madurez.
There's a call in this house for intimacy.
Hay un llamado en esta casa para intimidad.
There's a call in this house to leave the simple things, the early things, and grow up in the kingdom of God.
Y crecer en el reino de Dios.
God is hungry today.
Dios tiene hambre hoy.
But he's not interested in having that conversation with you.
Pero no está interesado en tener esa conversación contigo.
If you're bogged down in those early days and you can't rise up.
Si aún estás en esos días tempranos, no te puedes levantar.
If you're still wrestling with the same sin you were wrestling with 5 years ago.
Si aún estás batallando con el mismo pecado hace 5 años.
You've been called to be an overcomer.
Has sido llamado a ser un superador.
You've been called to be more than a conqueror.
Has venido a ser más que un conquistador.
God has already won the victory over that.
Dios ya ha ganado la victoria sobre eso.
It's simply a matter of your will.
Simplemente es un
You got to get beyond that.
Tienes que sobrepasar.
God's got a plan for you.
Dios tiene un plan para ti.
You can't live out there by that altar.
No puedes vivir afuera de ese altar.
You got to get past that, kill that, bring yourself.
Tienes que pasar eso, matar eso y traerte a ti mismo.
Into a fruitful, intimate relationship with God.
En una intimidad que da fruto con Dios.
Praise God, this altar's open.
Este altar está abierto.
And you can come.
y puedes venir.
Wherever the word of God is touching you today.
Donde sea que la palabra de Dios esté tocando.
You can come and praise and worship.
Puedes venir y alabar y adorar.
You can come and repent. You can come and overcome. You
puedes venir
can come
a arrepentirte, superar con Dios.
You can come and dedicate yourself.
Puedes venir a dedicarte.
Praise God. God loves you.
Gloria a Dios. Dios te ama.
God wants to walk with you.
Dios quiere caminar contigo.
God wants you at his table.
Dios te quiere en tu mesa.
God wants you to be producing in his field.
Dios quiere que produzcas en su campo.
Come on.
Ándale.
It'd be really good if all these in this altar would have somebody praying with them. If you're still in the pews, reach over and lay your hand on somebody by you. Holy Ghost can fall in these pews. God can move out in that place where you're sitting. Is drawing. The word of God is drawing. Come on, God's got more for you. You don't have to live where you've been living. God's got a work for you. God's got a blessing for you. The last days. God needs all hands on deck. God needs everybody to be productive.